Inside the hotel, female guests are encouraged to wear business attire, but outside, they stick to the more typical Saudi dress known as an abaya, keeping their arms and legs covered. Last year, some women were redirected to side entrances of the hotel's conference center rather than the main entrance to the building. Much of the conference was a familiar mix of speeches and panel discussions, but some recalled the hallway chatter after Crown Prince Mohammed's presentation on Niyam. They joked that it was a giant sandcastle. Even stranger were the large robots that the organizers placed in the lobby, where they engaged in conversation with the bemused guests. In retrospect, clouds were gathering on the horizon. A few days after the foreigners checked out of the Ritz-Carlton, Crown Prince Mohammed converted it into a high-end prison for hundreds of wealthy Saudis. For weeks, guards kept them locked up, roughing up some, until they handed over billions of dollars in what the prince insisted were ill-gotten gains. Stephen A. Cook, an expert on Saudi Arabia at the Council of Foreign Relations, said the conference, like Crown Prince Mohammed's decision to allow women to drive, was calculated to put an appealing face on what is a ruthless attempt to transform his society. These were ways of building constituencies that would be a cushion against opposition from vested interests in the royal family, Mr. Cook said. This was all a way of signaling to this small elite that he's got the support of all these people around the world. Now, he said, we're coming to grips with the fact that he's the big dog.